Abba, you're on mute.
Okay. We're holding, I'm not sure, Omnomatilod, on which page? Shin Pei Ches, or which page are we on?
Yeah, Shin Pei Ches, Omnom.
Okay, Omnom. Omnom, he says, Hatoilod Sheina Mitis Bli Sophic, V Sheni Yoitzim Akdemoseho, Hatoilod Shelida Zagoyen Shin Sadik Makdemoise Shetzir Shatso. You know, the problem is not the postulates you put down, because those are obvious, it's what you're trying to bring out of that. Shafila dinaloi ba mitzvah zekdomos ha'isim yisrael sisa t'olodo. Ubi azeh. Lefi shechoshev shein hefesh bein tchumen yabosh et tchumen yam. Your position, you didn't realize that there's a difference between tchumen yabosh and tchumen yam. V'shalich al pnei mayim apchus nasar tfochem yesh b'yis tchumen deraisa, or sfeik et deraisa l'chumra. B'meile you said going on water parks ma'asara ish b'yis tchumen. V'hoilet shalich b'noros asur legamri b'nei shechoshev shevinat v'asara. And that's why traveling on the horus would be also because it might be lemat v'asara. V'zeinu meschayev. So that's at all not mochach like I explained before. Avol ma'ashen eschayev asher eschayev mekta moisav v'les amsuhu shekol ma'ashen istapik lo nimu lemat v'asara l'mayel v'asara also lo leches boi u'ma'ashehu v'aday shu lemayel v'asara muta. So since we know that they're very deep, the rivers, and there's no problem being Lamat Masura, we don't have that problem. So what are you telling me? That maybe somewhere along the line, you're going to have a piece of river, a suffix that maybe there's a piece of river somewhere that is Lamat Asar. If that's the way we would deal with things, you know, Oisin Kolam Utaris Kulam, everything would come also. Ukva Be'arno Bechala Ikam Shebe'arno Shadvorim Kulam Utar Manatayra and Mashes Amisha Asar. He says, I work with the aside that everything is Mutta unless it says Asar. You seem to be going with the aside that everything's Asar unless it says it's Mutta. And this Rambam reiterates his famous shita that things that are that sfeika deraisa lechumra is only a derabbanan. This is Rambam shita always. In suffik isur deraisa osim devrayim ech nachzik isa. Why would we have an issa here? And even further, we say that for sure it's okay, and it's only a question of chash maybe. This is completely different than any other type of limud. Sacha kol, all it means is we're going to go after minhagim that make no sense whatsoever. Okay, then he says another point. You said that Rabbeinu Nissim is the loss of Chacham for some b'chachma tam v'iroa biaru isazeh b'fanim acherim is the loss of Adar Shalachan. You said, you wrote that the Ran and others learned differently than I did. It's not Ran, it's Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen. It might be true, but nobody else will like that. So he says, this whole thing over here, he said, no one holds like you said, and I don't think anyone can hold like that. Next paragraph. V'omnom, you mentioned Ge'onim that said there's a difference between rivers and oceans. I don't know what difference there is. Ella, if you'll say, because this is sweet water, so it's exera, they might draw it versus salt water, can't be. And then he says a very interesting klal, the last line on this page. If we find a mimer from one of the ge'onim who is mefursim, and we don't have any raya, in other words, we don't know where he's coming from, we don't push it aside. In other words, we don't say, it's wrong. We don't say he made a mistake. What we say is, maybe he has a raya that I don't know. But on the other hand, to be samech on the maimer of a goyin, that we doesn't make sense. Until we don't understand it, we don't follow it. So he brings an analogy about a shtar where there's a suffix loy mikra tigrine, but loy migma tigrine. You can't learn from it. You don't rip it up. So lemaisis. So he's saying basically, you're telling me that ge'onim acid it. He says my approach to the thing that ge'onim acid is. We don't say they're wrong because we don't know. Because we don't say that I thought it through and it can't be what they're saying. I have more respect than that. On the other hand, to take on something that seems to have no mucker, doesn't make sense, I can't do that either. So we leave it. Maybe someday somebody will come up with a pshat, and that's wonderful. And if not, we won't. But he says there's a certain derech eretz that if there's a shmua, that seems to have witnesses that a goyim said a certain thing. The respect for the goyim requires that we acknowledge that we don't, you know, it might be true. The fact that we can't figure it out doesn't mean it's wrong. But on the other hand, halachically, you don't go bust something that you don't have any understanding how it could be right. Then he brings a proof from his own experiences. He says, "V'yaduam efursam." Shenahar is Ishbilia, which is Seville. Beinoy beinayama moluach shmone milen. He has 80 miles between him and the yam and the sea. Beyavoba sfinas eternus in shemen. And boats come and they load up oil. Oboyem emin and nahar liyama moluach. And they go from the river to the ocean. Bein boys liskandria tomid. They go to Alexandria. As they leave. They go from a river, from the Seville River in Spain. They go out into the Mediterranean, and they travel to Alexandria. The Yisrael boim behem, chacham talmidot they kol agonim sheisham, and Kali Yisrael traveled on it without any problems on Shabbos. The atshani zeichem behem, and I remember Rabbeinu Chanoich. I don't know who that is. Rabbeinu Moshe Bnoi. Also don't know who that is. Rabbi Yitzhak ben Geus is the Ritz Geus. Rabbi Yitzhak ben Baruch. Rabbi Yitzhak bal Halachis. Rabbi Yosef Halevi Talmidei, who is the, I assume, the Rimagash, possibly. So Rabbi Yitzhak bal Halachis is the Rif. And his Talmud is the Rimagash. So they would always come on these boats. Me'olam l'nisham ze'isa. I never heard that it's Asa. And all the people of Mitzrayim would travel. And he's saying, it's not a raya. He said, you bring me a raya from a maisera from goinim that didn't travel. I have a whole slew of goyim, the Rif, the Rimagash, the Ritzkeis, and the others who did travel. So whatever it is, if you think they feel it's a raya from people doing, here's a raya faket. And then he makes a very cynical remark. The Rambam had a bit of a cynical side. El im eila goyim shalonu b'shvil she'ena tzoisam bovel ein roi lashkia p'divreim lefi Shamokim Goyrim. Efsha. So he says like this. He says that in Iraq, they had a yeshiva there, a big yeshiva, And the Rabbanim there felt that they are the new Yerushalayim. They felt very, very elitist as far as others went. So he said, okay, he says, maybe that it's the Rambam is coming with a takeoff from, it says by Bezna Godel, that you only listen to Bezna Godel in Yerushalayim when they're sitting in the Lishkas HaKazis, because the Mokum is Goyim. It says, V'kam to V'lisa Mokum, Melamecha Mokum Goyim. So he says, well, maybe Baghdad is the Mokum Goyim, and therefore your Rabbanim are the, you know, they're the right Rabbanim and ours not. Maybe, he said. V'zeh Nahar is Bila in Rochav Moed. It's not a very wide Nahar. You know, so you can't tell me that's a difference. Chol Mitzarelach Ba'yirash Neimit Barshan Itzalem Mitzarechot. You can see both sides, or at least one side, Pu'anah Mitzrayim. Umer Oilam, Loyola Bedas, Achad Mem Isolaze, the Riba Maim. Nobody acid it because the water is deep, and therefore nobody even had a Havin Tasser. So he brings a Raya from all those going. Now he has another piece why he felt that you should Dafka be Makel and go with the river. Why? By Nachem was Sifa Levaya Zea Hete. Even if you would think that there's some Isser, I have another reason why they should dafka go. There's a halacha in Shabbos that Odom Bola Mamono, you matter him to be matzel sudas, more sudas from a burning place, because Odom is Bola Mamono. If you won't be makel for them, they're going to extinguish the fire. Vadova shehu mipnei achem la'mamon, and things that concern a person's desire to mitigate loss. Amram Chazal said kimlo rabbanon the ain adam ma'imer atzal m'moinay. Chazal recognized that a person will not be able to stop himself when it comes to his money. Bilo shorisle, and if you're not going to matter to him to save what he needs to, also say Rosh Hashanah, you're going to carry farms yourself. Ukvar nisparsim etzlenu, she'ela nimnoim alicha bediglas uprasa yitzich lesbi abosha. The people who don't travel on the river, but rather go in caravans on the land, hem misaktim esmamoinam, they endanger their money. And also physically they're in danger. That's what I've heard from people, that they're very not safe, the roads. So even if there was a mokum to asa, or if there's a mokum to be mata, you should be makel, because it's a real tzerech. And you should take the more cooler kedeis. And we won't put into sakana Jewish money and lives, because of the far out sheet of those who asked it, the kosh can be a hekesh matir kashran, and certainly that we hold that it's mutter. So he says, even if you were to hold this asr, but that's one of two sheetas, and in a makom of tzerech gadol like this, you certainly should be makel like these sheetas. Then he says another taina, and this taina is a taina mikoyach the frumkeit, that if you're going to pass like the other people, you're going to end up being less careful and not more careful. V'tzarech leida, kol misha roitze lismach al herov nu al tilo, shim hoi alicha bayaboshev, alicha nasadosh shoves min bitoch haderech nesek kasi tapos. Let's say the reason before wasn't relevant. Let's say in terms of safety and finances, it's exactly the same. Still, it's better al pidin to go in the Haris, not the Abasha. But Philia Epsilon Lim Nail, the Odom Lechs via Abasha, calls on Shasa Biam Nara Godel, as a Yosef Toy Vesis Sagopakadas. And even if we had the choice of telling to go either near Bosh or Yam, we would choose the Yam for frum reasons. Why? V'hu, Most people who are traveling on those routes are not big rabbonim and big poiskim. The people who travel on land are really in great danger of being mechal Shabbos midoraisa. But so neleima till tochutz arbamis, they're going to shusar abim, but mimtal tochutz arbamis. Hazrika chusarmas, throwing chusarmas. Vagilgul lemiktas maseim ekleim chusar arbamis, and then their things might roll out of, you know, out of the dalamis, and then they will carry it dalamis. Ulepamim rabbis lekechle mayim biyodim esarkel lisa shenifna. Sometimes you take water along to clean yourself after you go to the bathroom, and you're carrying it on Shabbos. V'omnom, he says, Isurim kalim, k'may ha-torah v'akshira v'tiltum an-atzad m'shadayim lohem. Small, lighter Isurim, like kosher, matir, and tiltum an-atzad, v'asiyas oil aroi m'shadayim lohem, ye'ore harbi b'li mispa. That happens all the time. Achi efshe sh'nosech ne'mizeh, it's impossible, it's not the pshat, there's a chash. It's impossible not to get caught up with it because that's the reality on the land. But when you're traveling in the rivers, there's no deraisa that can be over. So the worst case scenario is that the boat is traveling on water at less than 10 fachim and it's exera. Or maybe you will take water from the river or put it back in. And the worst case scenario, when you take water from a river, it's only Rabbanan. It's a caramelist, there's no Shusarabim, and the male is no issue. The person has no way to over their Isa. Aval, he says, To stop people from doing something which worst case scenario is Yisra'abonah. V'hu dava she'enei motzel arei. And something that is rare to find. V'atzen loy me l'til t'chol sa'arav su davitza m'na hekesh mo'id mo'id. V'rochek ma'isek ha'chom ha'gdolim. O'isen si'ak t'rishasik Yisra'im. And this is something which it doesn't make any sense that Chazal would give us chumris that carrying themselves the potential to becoming bikulas. And he brings a little bit of a riot. The yesh on the semach gadol agdol Yisrael, shematzano says al matim adam v'or she'osos am atzim derech habasikus, ilahok l'alem. Chazal had double standards. And you find them sometimes there were things they asked on themselves because they felt that they were worthy of a midas chasidus, this is appropriate for them. And we'll make it to everybody else. And he brings a Gemara in Beitza. Manasel en lebeis avicha. She machmir al asa mekel al kol Yisrael. What can I do with you, with your father's, that he's machmir for himself, but make for everybody else? Ulai, mashazocha me'isa go'inim azal lalichim and horis. Shema rosh ha'islam. You tell me that you saw they didn't go. Maybe there was a particular reason at that particular time that they didn't want to go. But they didn't mean to make it a permanent issur. Okay, so he says like this. And therefore, because of everything I said before, it's not appropriate to allow people to keep thinking that it's also when it's mutter. Well, it's chayiv zemimaymer yeshalmi, the lefisha mashak yeshalmi wa toras achashu isa lo chiyuv seiras aminik sheish betos. Yeshalmi is talking about being mutter something that they decide is also. You're talking about something where they just simply make a mistake, just don't know, they don't understand that it's a mistake. The fisha in hefesh ben atoras isa ben isa muta. He said, in pure halacha, in terms of the emes of Torah, there's no difference between somebody who is matir in isur or asa zemuta. If a person does it by mistaking and thinking wrong a psak, thinking about a psak halacha that's wrong, and it's a wrong one, it's as bad as thinking that something is muta when it's not. Halei tira, says I'll prove it to you. Zaken shemar, zaken namra, ein hefesh ben atira asa ben asa muta. Makes no difference if he's being mati isa, being asing a muta. Fiatami duim sheharik. For oid, sheim stakel agoyinar dvereinu b'mashe atzis stakel b'vereinu zal min hagris. If you'd look at the memories that I sent you, is boyle she samlos et velos my shalmi al teledes hashvoyas heter isalis amut lochol the adam kulam. I wasn't using the shalmi. I was simply I was talking about the halachas flat out, not about it's particularly surim that people are covering themselves. Okay, be'arno shereila hater called the adam koma shevshatiroi. It is appropriate to make a heter as broad as possible, and not to make life difficult for the tzibur. A person privately can accept chumris that he wishes, but on a tzibur, just wanton chumris that are, it's not. On a tzibur, you look to make things as cool as possible, understandably with the halacha, but lefnim eshuras adin in isurim, you don't look for a tzibur to make life difficult like that. That's a kind of a, I think most people find this a very shver Rambam, I'm sure they must have a shikol Torah to answer the Rambam or it's a toras atfus. But the Rambam says, for a tzibur, the right hand hogger is not to be machmir more. So yes, sometimes the Surah Hashem and Tzibah is very mazals and so on, but Oifin Kloli, a yochid is appropriate, a yochid that understands and knows what he's doing, to go at that hagar. It's not appropriate for that way to be a psak for a tzibah. Perino b'divra agorin shatz chem l'goyle l'machmanis. B'shvil sh'lei rotza d'akti b'chol mila mila sh'ei b'isak shuva b'ksav yedena. I feel that he had great rachmanis on me. He was scared to look very carefully at what I wrote. He didn't want to catch him a lot of mistakes. Also, it's cynical, in case you didn't catch. We beg of you, Hashem yasvid ilu malosai shaliyasizim. Don't spear us the busha of looking through everything we wrote. Look at every word. The beginning till the end. What I wrote, an answer. Questions and issues develop a Torah. So if you were to look carefully at what I wrote and come back and ask me appropriate questions and so on, that's I feel that I gain by that. But the questions have to be questions. So if you send me back really good questions and that test what I wrote, it will only make the Torah bigger and better. But will I assign a dove maybe we made a mistake. I don't feel that in any way takes away from me. Bezna Gadol can also make a mistake because you have the whole Mesechtas Horias deals with that. In Cain, Yasash Ze Hashem Yasir Uzer, go through it carefully. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give you the strength. V'yireinu al oisam mekoymes shemochal. And he should ask his questions on those places that that he didn't ask his questions because he was so careful with our covered, and he knew that if he would read these pieces, he would have so many questions, he'd feel more humiliated. Please, he said, don't you know, go over it again. I only find it enlightening when people will ask him what I wrote and so on. The Omno, finally. Al-Yaman. Al-Yaman is Yemen, I think. Taman. You wrote to me about people in Taman that you said the people in Taman understand that I don't believe in Chiyas HaMeisim or whatever. He said, you know, and he calls them people who are clueless people. I've heard this from other people, that the people in Yemen claim that I don't believe in Chiyas HaMeisim. And I explained to them how badly I am misunderstood, how badly they don't understand. This Rav wrote back to him a letter with all the places where Chiyas HaMeisim is mentioned in Chazal. So Ke'ilu, he's calling the Rambam to task and enlightening him by showing all those mamorim. Rambam wasn't thrilled with that either. He says, "Ukvar chibarna b'zegam ki mama ukvar minako yisrael mashas shemra ubi'arnu boi mashat tishmenu." So he said, "I already wrote a mimer back to them, and that mimer clears up the issues." So tachlis, you know, he said, "You send both mimer komus." I've written myself. I wrote this Maimon Chiyas HaMeisim, and it was something. There'll be a few letters where the Rambam comments on people claiming they didn't believe in Chiyas HaMeisim, and it says they're mixing up two things, and so on. Ushloimo Yishloim Yeshivas Akdoishim Chos Yasa Ter Yarbe VeYigdal Amen Nichta Betamus Ad Kablishtars. Balkoponim. That's the Rambam's letter. There will be more letters about some of these parashas. This obviously was a parasha that shook up things. And the next one is more tshuvas, different things. But I believe he does mention this. He mentioned the Mason part and so on. Okay, any questions, any points, anything? Any heterim like?
As far as the Rambam's attitude towards the Gaonim when they have no rayas, I mean, is that relative? Yeah. Do we have the same approach to Rishonim? Like, what's
yes. I mean, we can say the difference between saying I don't understand and therefore I can't go with that to saying, well, I don't understand and if it's wrong, it means you don't recognize where you are and where they are. So. In the Darkness of Torah is, and again, it's obviously a person where you can in a position to override him. But from the Gaon to Rishonim, there was no real. There was a little bit of a aracha, but they did argue. But that's what Rambam says. When it comes to Pesach Halacha, you have to go with the Rayas, Sfaris, and if what the Gaonim say comes from left field, we have no idea what they mean. And the problem is because the Gaonim wrote bottom lines, and you don't know where they're coming from. It's very, very hard to get a sense. You know, they'll just say, you ask me this and this and this and this is the answer. That's as user-friendly as a guy is. So the Rambam says, you know, I say, okay, I don't understand, but Psak has to be kefi mashik al das and the sugyas. And if I don't understand the guy, I don't understand. That's that. That's his attitude. So it's relevant to yes. What?
How far back does it go? And the Gemara himself, can the Rambam say, I don't understand it? There's no bias?
No. What do you mean on the Gemara? The Gemara is the Chassima. The Halacha is the Gemara. For us, the Chassima Satalma, the Gemara says it's Sefer Ra. So any Halacha has to have its Sheirish in the Gemara. We understand that we are very, very small. And nobody in today would override the Rishonim and even Gedolei Achronim in a quest for Halacha. But tachlis, what's mechayev us is the Gemara. For us, we have a recognition that we stand in the shadow of the Rishonim Nevi'im when it comes to saying Pshat in the Gemara.
But that's my question. What makes the Gemara the question, versus the Rif or anyone else that we...
So there are two... The Pashta answer, Rabbi Chanan gives us Teretz, and it seems to be the Teretz that the right Teretz, is that the Chachmei HaTalmud together, when Rav Ashi put together all the Shemuz Chachmei Talmud, it has a din of Bez Nagadol. The Rambam himself writes that those lover, they'll be Mechadish Bez Nagadol by having Kol Chachmei Yisrael together, and that has... Bez Nagadol is a representation of Kol Chachmei Yisrael. But if you have Kol Chachmei Yisrael, that's so the Talmud is Kol Chachmei Yisrael, and the Chassimus of Talmud had a din of Bez Nagadol, and it goes back to the din, the Raisa of listening to Bez. The Chazanish argued vehemently, and what the Chazanish says is very hard to understand. And this says people will make kabbal on themselves not to argue on the Gemara. I don't know what that means. I don't know what it means. I don't know what the what's the Chazanish writes. Chazanish has tainus Rabbi Chanan's pshat. You know, he has kashas, whatever it is. But mainly he says that it's a kabbal. I'm not sure. I don't know what that means. It's a minik toiv. I'm not sure what it means. I don't know what the... Rabbi Chanan seems to be the most... What?
It's the same concept. Shulchan Aruch also was accepted by everyone. Is that the Chazanish would refer to that the same way?
So you're right. That would be a good kasha. In other words, but the Shulchan Aruch is overridden by Gdolei Achronim. If let's say, first of all, we have the Shulchan Aruch and we have the Ramah. I mean, Hagi Ashkenaz with different parach. Besides which,
even the Mishnah Berurah many times, he can say that the Achronim Paskin different.
Correct. So we'll say that they didn't accept it. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know pshat. That's all. The Chorah Rav Chanan's pshat is the most understandable. The easier to understand. Okay. Yeah.
The fact that a large segment of Klal Yisrael is machmir in a lot of areas, does that lock everybody into the chumros at a certain point?
It depends if it's something that is a minhag of your community. Has it attained the status of the minhag of the community? You know, it's a hard call sometimes. A person who is in a yeshivish community today calls ubiquitous, if that is the case in the community, so that would be mechayev. Other things, I don't know. You know, it's a hard hashara to make. What's called that you know, everyone's like, I don't have a clear answer, obviously. Okay, so we're holding it next to Garris, and this is from next week, and then in 2 weeks, I won't be able to. In 2 weeks, I'm not going to be available, so that's the schedule pretty much. Okay.
Thank you.
Good night.